From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Sunday, August 14th, 2022, and it is 3:48 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 14 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August with a bunch of other podcast nerds. I am now up in the mountains. I overslept this morning. I got up at 5 a.m. I still had some packing to do. I had a lot of the stuff packed yesterday, but still had some things I had to pack, some frozen meat and some diving equipment, which I'll talk about in a second, and other things. But I overslept. I was on the road by probably 6:30, almost 7, and got here about 11:30, something like that. My wife came just now, got here, and I am up here now. It's nice up here. It's a little bit smoky, though. There's some fires going around, going on somewhere close by, and the smoke is carrying on into Douglas City, where we are, and into Weaverville, where the grocery store is. And it's a little bit tough to breathe, but it's not overwhelmingly smoky. I'm really hoping that there's no wildfires happen while we're gone, because we're leaving two of the dogs here while we're in Florida. And if they have evacuation orders here, I don't know what's going to happen. We may have to cut our trip early or something. I don't know. I'm praying that we don't have to. And I'm asking if prayer is one of your things, friends, include us in your prayers. I would appreciate it. Hopefully there'll be no fires close by and won't have to worry about it. I'm going to stay positive about the scuba equipment or diving stuff. I brought some fins and in my wetsuit. I am trying to get certified, PADI diving, what do they call it? They just call it certifiers. It's PADI. It's probably one of the test questions. But anyway, diving instructors, something association of a diving instructors. I'm trying to get certified before I get to Florida, because my friend Deborah said, get certified. So I'm trying to get it done. I'm taking the first part of getting certified is taking this course that's online. It costs $200. That's what I'm doing right now. I started it last night. It goes over, you know, basic stuff. So far, it seems pretty basic. And you take little quizzes at the end of each section. And I'm kind of acing all these quizzes. So hopefully this won't be difficult. And then tomorrow I'm going to call the dive shop in Redding, which is 45 to 50 minutes away from here, and see if I can do the practical section while I'm up here, which is going to be, I'm up here a little over a week and 2 days. Hopefully that'll happen. If not, I won't do the practical course. I'll just take the written test. I'm learning a lot from this online course anyway. Hopefully we'll get a lot of lobsters. My friend Deborah is just tearing the lobsters up. They've probably gotten close to 200 lobsters now, and they've been there less than a week. So they are just really ripping up the lobster. So hopefully there'll be some for me, and hopefully I'll be good enough to be able to get some lobsters. Either way, I'm going to be in the water enjoying myself. So I'm now up in the mountains. I'm going to start scouting for deer tomorrow. We might go into Redding. It depends. I'm not sure. Because anyway, we got the $1,000 ice cream maker is now up in the mountain house. And to go with that $1,000 ice cream maker, I need to go into Redding and purchase a stand for that ice cream maker. So that's another perk of having a wife. Friends, if you're married, you get the drift. All right, I got an audio. Anyway, so we may do that tomorrow. I'm going to be also scouting for deer and enjoying the woods. We'll walk the dogs down to the river. And I think blackberries are now in season, so we may pick some blackberries. They were starting to come in before we left. That was before my wife left, and they're probably in full force now. So we'll probably go try to get some blackberries tomorrow as well. All right, I got an audio comment from Monkey Beat. This possibly the first time Monkey Beats ever called into the show. He's been a longtime friend of the show. I mean, since the beginning days, like back in 2004, 2005. So, hello, Monkey Beat.
Hey, Michael, this is Shitty Johnny from formerly of the Monkey Beat podcast, also known as Bo Gus in the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group.
Yes, Bo Gus in the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. And he posted I think he posted this picture of Cheap Trick without Rick Nielsen. I think this is what he's sending in.
Which I know you didn't create, but you do approve.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm super great. Couldn't be better.
That's great to hear. Well,
let me finish it. Let me back you up a second here. Okay, let me finish the bit.
Johnny from formerly of the Monkey Beat podcast, also known as Bo Gus in the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I know you didn't create, but you do approve. How are you doing?
I am super great. Could not be better. Breathing in a little bit of smoke, but I'm enjoying my... Let me turn off my phone. Enjoying my first Tecate of the day in the camo Yeti knockoff koozie. Let me take... It's about halfway done here, so let me take a sip. Ah, so good. So good. First one of the day. Always the best. Back to you, Monkey Beat.
That's great to hear.
Yes.
I figured I'd give you a show review of the Cheap Trick show I saw this last Saturday at the Clark County Fairgrounds in Ridgefield, Washington. That's about 10 minutes north of Portland. I was pretty excited about the show because it's been at least 10 years since Cheap Trick's headlined anywhere around the Portland area. They usually come through with dinosaur acts like Foreigner and Heart that I'm just not into.
Yeah, which means it's also a greatest hit set when they do that. When they play, when they headline, everybody who's a Cheap Trick fan knows this, when they headline, there's a lot more deep cuts.
It makes it a little difficult to spend the ticket price just to go see the opener and want to leave early. So this was a fair show, county fair. They were the only act playing. Tickets were reserved for seats, we were told, and that was the only way you were going to get in, so we bought reserved seats, only to get there and find out that about 50 feet behind us were bleachers that you didn't need a ticket for at all.
Isn't that nice?
Completely open, so word to the wise, if you plan on going to the Clark County Fairgrounds in the future, and you happen to have...
Well, you're better off because you got better seats anyway.
Reserved tickets, you can probably get better seats standing behind where we were up in the bleachers.
Oh, really?
And not pay the ticket price at all.
Okay. It's free.
I would have known this had it. They had an act I wanted to see in the past 20 years I've lived in the area, but this is the first one, so it's first time there. As most people are aware, Rick took a spill last Wednesday
at
the show in Montana.
I didn't know that. Rick Nielsen fell in Montana. I had no idea.
And sprained his ankle, so he's not with the band right now.
Wow.
So
I would have thought he would have played with a sprained ankle, but at his age, maybe not. I wonder who took his place.
One of the rare Rickless shows. I'm not sure how many of those have happened over the band's last 48 years or so of existing. So at least it was a rare event on that. Filling in for him was Robin's son, Robin Taylor Zander.
Now, I wonder if something happened with Robin, would they do the show without Robin? I'll bet they'd get Robin's son to play. Because he's got a great voice. So Zander was doing the solos. All right. Was he, I wonder if he was, I'm sure Monkey Beat will answer this. Was he dressed in Rick Nielsen attire?
So we didn't get any of the usual antics that we get from Rick, jumping around
That's
stage,
no.
Pick throws, guitar changes. Nope. RTZ stands there pretty much playing the exact same Les Paul the entire show.
Huh.
So coming to the stage, they start off being introduced with their usual recording of the best fucking band in the world. Uh-huh. Only I noticed this time it was bleeped, which I don't remember if the previous times I've seen them.
They got to do that for the state fair, the kids crowd.
It was bleeped. That could be something they only do for county fair shows. Tom and Robin Taylor Zander are dressed identical. The both matching cowboy outfits with the scarves to cover up most of their face and sunglasses. So it looked weird bookends there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the band sounded in okay form. They start off their set with Hello There, of course.
Okay.
They
follow
that with Lookout.
Oh, that's a good one. Lookout. So they don't always play that. Okay.
After that, Robin Senior finally greets the crowd. And says that they're playing tonight without their guitarist, but never says Rick's name. In fact, he never said Rick's name the entire night.
Huh.
So, of course, most of the morons...
All the conspiracy theorists are out there reading stuff into that. I would imagine the Cheap Trick Facebook group or whatever forums they have are probably wondering why he did that.
Around me spent like the next few songs trying to figure out who the guitarist was, and or you know if that's Rick. And they, of course, I had to correct them. And they still didn't bother listening. So
nah, they don't listen to you. They'd rather speculate. Dude, who's this asshole talking to us?
They third song in, they go Big Eyes.
Big Eyes. That's a good one. That's a good one.
And at that point, you can really tell that they're playing with tracks, like we've said in the past.
Wait a minute. They've used tracks? No, I never knew they... No. Are you sure, Monkey Beat?
The backing vocals are obviously designed for an indoor arena, and this was outside what basically is a horse arena. So the backing vocals sound completely weird, and you can tell it's Robin doubled up as many times as they can to get that.
Wow, I had no idea. I did not know that, Monkey Beat. Can anybody please confirm or deny that Cheap Trick does backing tracks? Because that dropped Cheap Trick down a notch, and it's my favorite band. Are you sure it's not because when I saw them in Vegas, there were no tracks. I know for a fact there were no tracks. If there were, they were fucking damn good tracks. Robin's son doubles everything that Robin does vocally. I mean, he was doubling literally everything when I saw him last in Vegas.
Big sound. They continue on with California Man.
Okay, that's a good one.
And if...
Butlers play that. Butlers also play Hello There sometimes. And we have played Big Eyes. And then what's the next one? If You Want My Love, and back it up just a little bit.
California Man. And If You Want My Love, which...
If You Want My Love, you got it. It's a great one. I don't care how many times I hear that song, I never get tired of it.
Oh, the backing vocals are completely... designed for inside on that one.
All right.
This is kind of the first point also.
I'm going to take Monkey Beat's word for it because Monkey Beat is pretty much a hardcore guy like most of the people on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. Super geeks, so knowledgeable. Can somebody please corroborate that? Because they must have just started doing that. Maybe they just did it because Rick is not there. Because Rick has a lot to do with background vocals too. But then again, Tom does background vocals, and so does Dax on drums. So I'm going to take your word for it, Monkey Beat, but I got to question it.
Taylor Zander has kind of a guitar solo that he has to do, and it's definitely not up to Rick's level.
Yeah. Rick, everybody knows Rick is so underrated on guitar.
Some clams played during that set.
Well, he's not usually playing the solo, so you got to give him the bit. You got to cut him some slack.
They then play something from the 97 Red Ant LP. Yeah, yeah.
They did. Okay, that's nice.
And then they introduce a new song. They say they're playing a new song from their new album. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, it's got to be Another World reprise.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually Light Up the Fire.
Oh, okay. Eh. That's it's not bad. I like that whole Another World album, so Light at the Fire is not too bad. I'd rather hear Another World reprise.
Which I'm fine with. You know, it's an okay song. I kind of wish they would have played Another World. I think that's a stronger song, but
I agree.
I'll get the variations on the classic set list where I can. Which they go back to the classic set list with Southern Girls.
That's not really a classic set list. I mean, yeah, well, it's from the old days for sure, but they don't play Southern Girls that often. I mean, I saw them play Southern Girls. Did they play it in Vegas? They might have. But it's been several times. When they do a greatest hit set, a lot of times Southern Girls not on there. But it's one of my favorite, if not my favorite Cheap Trick tune.
Old Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. Fantastic one. Fantastic one from the second album. I love that tune. Oh, Caroline.
After that. Then, finally, Robin takes time to introduce the guitarist, Robin Taylor Zander. And people around me finally realize I was...
Is he going to do Down?
That Rick's not there.
Yeah.
And I'd say probably about 10% of the crowd leave during the next song because of it.
Oh, idiots! What a bunch of morons! Oh, Rick's not playing, I'm out of here. Like, they're acting like, oh, they're hardcore fans. Like, really, that's not Rick. What a bunch of morons. Sorry to be negative, but... Goodbye.
In part also because Robin Taylor Zander sings lead. on the next song, Downed.
Come on, these people are all, they're not playing any hits. I don't recognize. That's probably why they were leaving, because they didn't recognize any of the tunes. Oh, I don't recognize any of these songs. Goodbye. Goodbye. Because you right after Down probably comes the greatest hits set, you morons.
And it's pretty obvious that he's not part of the backing tracks, because he sounds nothing like his dad. He actually kind of sounded a little bit like a Kermit the Frog type.
I thought he sang Down great in Vegas. He sounded great.
High pitched to his voice. So I guess this was intended more to give Robin a break for songs coming up. Then we have a bass solo.
Okay, yeah, see, now we're back to the greatest hits, because the bass solo comes into, I know what I want, but more likely probably Waiting for My Man.
I'm playing his atrocious 12-string bass, which, you know, 4 strings is enough.
Yeah.
2 is probably perfect, but.
Yeah, Stig Peterson, DAD.
You know, if he wants to continue doing that, he does him. Then Tom sings lead on I Know What I Want.
Okay, now that's a good one.
And we find out now why Robin's voice is being saved, because you guessed it, he brings out a little tinny acoustic guitar, and I'm gonna wait for you to sing along, Butler. Like,
wherever you go, I'll be with you. Who? All these people who left are now treated to the greatest hits when they're going into their cars or on the roller coaster or the Ferris wheel. Now they're hearing their favorite Cheap Trick songs.
Everybody else in the little horse stable arena that we were watching this did, because they all have to have their phones out while the band plays.
Oh, this is my favorite one, the Flame.
Flame.
Uh-huh.
Because you know, there's nowhere online you could find a video of that song. Yeah, it's so rare.
Oh, yeah, they got to film The Flame. Oh, I got to show this to my girlfriend. She knows I was there. Okay. If I never hear The Flame, that's a bathroom break song. By the way, when I saw them in Vegas when they did The Flame, went to the bathroom and got another beer, went to the bathroom and got another beer, I don't care if I never hear that tune again. Although Robin sounds great, you know, Robin sounds great on everything, but that's all I've had it with that tune. They even said they don't like it, but they still play it.
So after they finally finish The Flame, I'd say another 10% or so of the audience just leaves, because
I heard my favorite song, now I can leave.
That's what they're there for, is just the one song, I guess. But they kick back in the classic set with I Want You to Want Me.
Okay, yeah, now it's the hits. Then maybe they're going to do Dream Police anyway, but who's going to do the middle part?
It's another obvious reason that Robin Taylor Zander is not Rick. It's pretty obvious that he misses most of the licks.
Great guitar part. Yeah. That being said, how many people can play like Rick Nielsen?
That Rick usually adds to the song as he plays it.
Got to also hand it to Robin's son. I mean, he had to cram for all these solos and stuff. He had to completely learn the solos to completely different parts of the entire set. So kudos to him for at least taking it like a trooper.
And it's lacking something. He's just basically playing the rhythm guitar through most of the song.
Yeah.
They then go with Surrender.
Yeah.
And then Dream Police.
Uh-huh.
Who
did the middle part?
The break in there, you know, I try to sleep and they're wide awake and they don't.
Rick does that part.
Alone part is done by Daxt, who.
Ah, Daxt the drummer. Yeah, okay. Does he do San Francisco, California, wherever it is?
Actually messes up the last two lines of the and just says blah, blah, blah on there and doesn't seem to get an approval.
You know, I would like to have been to this show, Monkey Beach. These are the kind of shows I like because they're special, because they're different. So you can go down in history saying you saw one of the Rickless shows. Let's pray that Rick makes a speedy recovery and definitely, because when Rick Nielsen dies, please God, don't let that happen anytime soon, because I will be crying. But I mean, yeah, you got to see one of the Rickless shows, Monkey Beat. Would they go on without Rick? I bet they would.
Look from Robin when that happens, Robin Senior at least. We then go on to Never Had a Lot to Lose.
I never had a hoo hoo. That's usually the encore tune when they do the state fair. That's what was one they did the encore when I saw them at the state fair.
Frida Sane, and they end the whole.
Frida Sane's a good one. So long, farewell, suicide.
Set with good night. That's what we had. It's not a bad show.
That sounds like a great set. I wish I was there, Monkey Beat. You, like I said, you got to say you went to a show that had no Rick.
You know, considering what they had to deal with no Rick being there, a little bit, uneventful. No Gonna Raise Hell, no She's Tight, nothing from Rockford or Special One. But you'd probably be disappointed to learn that no In the Streets. I know that's a favorite of yours, Butler.
In the Streets? What is In the Streets? Cheap Trick, In the Streets. Let me look for them. Why do I not know Cheap Trick, In the Streets? I got to know that one, right? Let me see. I know everybody's saying, Butler, are you a moron? Cheap Trick, In the Streets. Cheap Trick, In the Streets. Okay, what's that on? What's Cheap Trick, In the Streets on? Out in the Street? Oh, In the Street. Oh, that 70s show. I didn't know that was the title of the song. Okay, all right. All right, back to you, Monkey B. Yeah, Dad, I haven't seen him do that 70s show theme song in quite a while. Monkey B's back here. Okay, back to you, Monkey B.
So we were out of there and home by 9 p.m., you know, just enough time to try and put a move on the wife and get shot down before bed. So overall, good night. What to be expected. So there you have it. Show review. Take care. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Monkey B. It's nice to hear from you, friend. Don't be a stranger. Call back because it's always nice to hear from super, super knowledgeable friends of the show. You, too, can leave me a show review. Just record it on your phone like Monkey B did and email it to me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to play another cover song to get us out of here. I think I'm going to do, Origins. I'm going to do Origins Volume 1. Ace Frehley, I can do, because he's got two covers records, Origins Volume 1 or Origins Volume 2. I was going to do Emerald, the Thin Lizzy tune. For some reason, Space Truckin' is not on this computer up in the mountain house. I could do Lola or Kicks or We Got to Get Out of This Place. Let's just stick with what I was going to do, Emerald, Cheap Trick tune. Featuring Slash on guitar, or Cheap Trick tune, Emerald Thin Lizzy tune featuring Slash on guitar. Thank you for listening, friends. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find this show. Find the Dog Days show, all the Dog Days shows at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek. Don't ask. There's a Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. And please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, as you know, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to continue my diver certification course after I get this uploaded. Here's Ace Frehley. Talk to you tomorrow, friends.
Down from the glen came the marching men with their shields and their swords. To fight the fight they believe to be right and overthrow the overlords. To the town where there was plenty, they brought plunder, swords and flame. When they left, the town was empty. Children would never play again. We'll be right back.
it, producer. Hit the right button, you prick.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.